Thank you, folks. Great job. I want us to look today at phases of God's faith training. Phases of God's faith training. Now, as you're looking at these today, I want you to focus on this fact. Everybody in here is at one point of this phase. But when you get to the last point, you start over again. God's phases dealing with our faith training comes up and becomes activated according to what the situation is in our life. You work through one set of problems, one roadblock in your life through faith. There are going to be more roadblocks in your life. And the whole phase focus that I've outlined here works on a continual process in your life being dedicated to live a life of faith. I am not going to be able to win the battles in my life by myself. I am not even going to begin to start to win those battles by myself. I'll give up. I'll trust me. Man, is that a mistake? Oh, trust that brain, Larry Pete. No, Larry Pete's smart enough to know. Don't trust that brain, Larry Pete. God says, trust me. Now, if I'm telling you to go do something, I've called you to do something, trust me to see to it that you will be able to accomplish what I've called you to do. How do I know that? And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So that just kicks everything out of my whole thought process. Well, I'll do good over here. Well, I'll go over here and I'll sing a song for Brother Randy. We'll really get in the mood of singing. No, he won't. Brother Randy's going to say, if I sound like that, I'm never going to open my mouth again. But God says to you and me, what I've called you to do, I will give you the ability to accomplish. The path that I've placed you on in life, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You heard that before? Always depend on me. But Lord, I've done so good throughout life. Should I bother you with it? Do you see what's going on in our nation because we're not what we call bothering God with it? Evil comes in when good is removed. When holiness separates from a society, pure evil overtakes that society. And you see the true heart of man. God says, I know that man's heart is evil continually. Well, what do I do about it? I have faith that as long as I keep in prayer, talking to God, and God sees that I'm wanting to do it His way, I just don't know how, then God makes it happen. God protects. And it is God who will call me home. Because He said, I want to see faith. Do you trust me? Not do you trust all that I have given you. Do you trust me? And the only way that I can show God that I have trust in Him is to do what He's called me to do. Look at these phases of faith training. Phase number one I've written out, a dream or a vision that you will have in your life. God always starts with a dream. He will always give you that vision. He will always put that thought in your mind. And it always starts with a dream. As a matter of fact, nothing's going to happen in your life without the dream, without the vision. Now, see, teenagers are growing up through school. I never liked school. Sorry. I didn't like going to school. I didn't have the right clothes. I looked tacky. And everybody let me know that. You know, you really look like a jerk, Vance. Well, I knew that. They didn't have to tell me that. I didn't like going. Now, you think, well, Brother Larry, I cannot believe you feel that way. Yeah, well, you ask any teenager around you how much they love school. Hunter, you love school? No. You know why? Because we deal in school with personalities that are always fighting or are going to find a flaw in our life. And we don't know how to deal with it at that time. But you need to listen to those who lead you spiritually. Have faith in God. Whatever the situation, always make sure that you're lifting your heart to the Lord in prayer. Father, I am hurting here. Please help me. Guarantee you, Christian parents are in prayer continually for their children. They're in prayer continually. Father, I know a case of stupids is coming, but please help me, give them a little help in it this time. God says, I want a dream in your heart. And when God says that He wants me to dream, you know what He's going to do? He's going to give me a dream. He's going to give me a vision. He's going to give me a focus for my life. Ephesians 3:20. God is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or to even dream of. See, your dreams are not as big as God's dreams for your life. Or, you know, I got this idea for my life. No, God's got a dream for your life. Amen. You look for the dream. You look for the dream that God has gotten ahead for you out there in your life. Infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or hopes. Well, I'm going to pray that God gives me the ability to ride a motorcycle. Well, for one thing, that's dumb, ain't it, Larry Stutler? Yes, to ride a motorcycle. It can get you hurt. And then when we get a certain age, you don't have to worry about the motorcycle hurting you. Worry about your wife beating you to death if you don't get off of it. But God said, I'll give you a vision that's worthy of praise, that's worthy of glory. I'll give you a dream. Now, I'm giving you the dream, but I want you to listen to me. When God gives you that dream, boy, you got to think of it along the way, Jesus and Peter. Peter, you want to walk on water? You got to get out of the boat. You can't walk on water in the boat. You can't follow your dream unless you go to phase two and make a decision in your life to do something about that dream. What? You take a step of faith to the next what? Step of faith. Lord, I'm ready. I'm willing. Here am I. Send me. Listen to James 1, verse 6, and then jump one and went to verse 8. You must believe and not doubt. A double-minded man is unstable in all he does. Well, you know, now I really believed that Jesus would lead me yesterday, but today I'm not so sure. What happened? Folks, I listened to young preachers, people called to preach. For years I listened to them say that. Oh, I realize that God called me to preach Back here, oh, wait a minute, Bill. Back there, that was a week ago. What do you mean back there, like it was a lifetime ago? God says, my call is irrevocable. My call to you is irrevocable, can be changed. Larry Vance, you've been called to preach. Preach. All the excuses in the world that I could make for not preaching are not going to satisfy God. Oh, what am I going to say? Lord, I don't know how. I know that. Lord, I'm not that smart. I'll surely know that one, Larry. I said, preach. Trust me, that's called faith. You stand up, you study, and then you study, and then you pray, and then you pray, and then you study, and you pray, you study, you pray. You stand up, and God says, I'm not going to let you preach that sermon. Really, Lord? But I studied and prayed. Yes. Have faith. Because it's me, not you. It's not in how much you study, Larry. It's not even how much you pray. It's in the call. I gave it to you. It's in your faith to trust me. All the rest of it you do. But you trust me. When it comes down to it, you have to get out of the boat to walk on water. Oh, Lord, I can do it. Yeah. I've heard people say that all the time. Well, I got it made this time. No, that addiction will never hit me again. Really? Have you really conquered everything in your life? Can you sit back now and say, I figured this out? Because, folks, you have figured out nothing. How can I prove that in your life? Because it happened again, didn't it? And it happened again, didn't it? I got one kid straightened out. I got another kid straightened out. What do? You only have so many kids, so once you get them straightened out, no, you start over again because they're not straight. We are human beings, and we are going to battle life all the time we're on planet Earth. That's what our calling is. But it's to trust God. Have faith in God. Do we not sing it? Do we not teach it? What's our problem? Doing it. You've got to do something about the dream in your life. And then, right in the process of doing it, you know what happens? At a delay. You know, here I am. Lord, I'm doing it. Good. I'm glad you're ready, Larry. Wait. Look at poor Noah. God love him. God said, Noah, build a boat. It's going to rain. There was no such word as rain. It had never rained. But Noah believed God. 120 years later. Man, that's a long waiting period, isn't it? 120 years later, God said, get in a boat. I know it's an ark. Get in a boat. And God shut the door. God said, time's up. Noah, you've been faithful. I'd call that faithful, wouldn't you? 120 years. Because there he was, there was this delay. It's what I call a faith growing period. It's a time in between when nothing's happening. God told me to call me to preach. How come I don't have a place to preach? You're not ready. Well, how do I know when I'm ready? When God gives you a place to preach. Well, how do I know? Through faith. You trust the one who knows. And then God, in his knowing, gives you direction. But there's going to be a delay in your life. It's not all going to work out just perfect. Ladies, when you married that hunks, sitting beside of you. It's taken you a lot of years of work, hasn't it? And you know good and well they haven't reached yet. And you're going to have to continue to work with them. There's a delay. We men have delay switches. Ask us to do something. A squeaking door or anything else. And then a year from now, remind us. Because we don't even hear it squeaking. We got a delay switch in us. Every human being is set on delay. Well, why do it today when I can do it tomorrow? I mean, it makes sense to me. But God says this, I'm going to send you when you're ready. We want God to straighten the whole world out. Yet our main problem is us. Why don't I just do what God said do? And if he says, I want you to go there and I want you to preach and nobody's there, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to preach. And they're going to say, there's that crazy preacher down there preaching right out to the air. No, folks. I'm preaching in the presence of God. Why? I don't know. But God said, do it. That's faith. That's trusting God. And God said, in due time. That's what it's going to take. Always a delay. Habakkuk 2, first part of verse 3. God says, but these things I plan won't happen right away. Slowly, steadily, surely, the time approaches when the vision will be fulfilled. A dream. What age? There's no age on a dream. Stick with me on this, Christian. There is no age on you. You're an eternal being. This is just a phase of your eternal life, this human condition. It's a training phase. We can call it boot camp. It's a phase. But you're not going anywhere except out of that body. Let me share something with you. I thought as to whether I would or not. 2 o'clock this morning, I had a dream. And I remember in that dream of God speaking to me. And I remember at the end of it, me thanking God. You've been there before? Me thanking God for showing me that fact about eternal life. How you and I will never, ever see death. How we're going to be out of that body before it falls. And I remember thanking God for giving me the vision he just gave me. And I tried to wake myself up completely. And I was telling myself, I can't forget this. I won't forget this. It was so vivid. And here I am thanking God for showing me such reality of eternal life. I woke up this morning trying to get the depth of it back in me. Wasn't there. Couldn't do it. But one thing I did learn, I got faith in knowing what I was shown at 2 o'clock this morning. I will live one day. You hear me? Not die. I'm stepping out of this broken hunk of meat and bone, and I'm going to be in the presence of God. And he showed it to me. And I'm thinking, whoo! I'll remember it. All the background of it. Because there was a lot involved in that. And I wake up and I can only remember the vision. A dream. How do I take it? By faith. I know. It gives me strength to know. But if God shows you these things earlier in life, do you appreciate them? Don't you have to be in the right situation to appreciate the answer to that situation? You can look all you want, folks, But you're filling life right now. Every one of us in here, everybody listening to my voice, you feel life. And life hurts. It'll sting. It's traumatic. We think we can't breathe sometime because life has overwhelmed us to that point. But don't you see? It's a delay. Have faith. I can relate to this part in my dream last night. Larry, you're going to get there. You're leaving that body. Larry Pete, you're leaving that body. So don't push it. Time will come. I just want you to see it. Whew. Now I get more excited about it. But you can't be so excited that you don't complete the phases here on earth. Because as you work through one trial, you're going to hit another trial. And it's going to go through the same list. But then, phase four, difficulty happens. You hit a dead end. Circumstances get involved. Somebody's going to criticize you. And we're looking at ourselves and we said, Lord, why, if you've called me and given me the direction to follow you and I'm following you, why is all of this difficulty going on in my life? Oh, Larry, it's a blessing. I want you to know, I'm going to bless you with problems. Are you catching it? The problems in my life, God said, are a blessing. Then why do they aggravate me so much? Why does the one you love the most aggravate you so much? Huh? Do you ever think about that one? God says, I'm training you. Woo, that new field we're going to, Brother Randy, going to be something. Because I'm training you through life, through living, through failure, through faults, through the physical needs of your life. I'm training you. Because you're going to be with me soon. And you have a job for eternity. I look at that now and I can smile and say, we got a job through eternity just putting up with each other, don't we? God said, I love you. And he names us. And he says, now I'm going to bring you home. Because your time on earth is over, but not till I say so. So I'm going to delay. I'm going to give you a difficult time in your life. And I want you to count it as a blessing. Each difficulty. If you have many children, you know how to do that. You name them. They're blessings, but they're difficult. Your own personality is difficult, is it not? That's why you talk to yourself. Fuss at yourself. Point your finger at yourself. So God said, go through the difficult time. 1 Peter 1:6-7. At the present, you may be temporarily harassed by all kinds of trials. Now listen to me. This is no accident. It happens to prove your faith, which is infinitely more valuable than gold. Faith training. God said, I look and see how much you trust me. Not how much you have. Not that you're so worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. What good does it do you to worry? Can you change tomorrow? You're not there yet. And then when you get there, you're going to be too tired to try to change it. Because your whole life is full of battles. So God says, have faith in me. Every one of us are sitting here today because God has led us to victory through life so far. And he'll do it again. He will do it again. And I expect him to, do you not? Lord, I messed up. That's called repentance. You mean I didn't need to yell for God and spend so long on my knees or so long on my belly and all of this stuff? God's eyes sees your brokenness. His ears hear when you admit, Lord, I'm wrong. That is repentance, folks. Because only the Holy Spirit will convict you of it. Your spirit's not going to convict you of being wrong. That's your brain kicking in. I ain't wrong. Everybody around me is wrong. Well, I ain't the ugly one. Everybody else is ugly. I'm the good looking one. Think of it. That's our brain kicking in. God says then, the final phase on that one situation is deliverance. God does a miracle. God does a miracle. I read the book. God turned a crucifixion into a resurrection. God does a miracle. And he does another one, and another one, and another one. And we see victory in Jesus. Blood on that cross got my name on it. There's a wound in Jesus' body. Got my name on it. There's victory in that body of Jesus. Got my name on it. Because he lets me know, I will deliver you. I will deliver you, Larry. I'll deliver you to my Father, who is in heaven. Holy is his name. Deliverance has come. His kingdom is already in here. His kingdom has already come. And his will be done. Psalm 27:13. Listen to David. You're going to hear a lot about David tonight. I am expecting the Lord to rescue me again. You know, I might as well say that about every few minutes in my life. I need rescuing again, Lord. Again, again. Because that's our life. I am expecting the Lord to rescue me again so that once again I will see his goodness to me. He said, I'm going to do you good, not evil, all the days of your life. I will always be there for you, never to put you down, but always to lift you up. And we'll hear the psalmist cry out, why are you so brokenhearted? Why are you dismayed? Do we not realize that faith, that size of a grain of mustard seed, I don't even know how big that is. I know it's little. I know it's not much. I know all I need to know about it. Jesus said, just have it. That means trust. We have lost trust. We've lost trust with each other. We've lost trust in our government. We've lost trust. We've just about lost trust in everything in our lives. Trust a car, it'll get you there. It will till it breaks down and won't. Trust a friend, they've always got your back. They do until they don't. But the key is simple. Trust Jesus. Because he always does what he says he will do. And he said, you trust me? That's called faith. I will bring you home. Folks, that's my vacation. Larry, when you're going to retire? As soon as I'm out of this body. Now you all stick this body back in the dust somewhere. Let it go back because, listen to me. You got to hear me on this. I'm tired of listening to all of these people trying to frighten everyone about the earth is going to be destroyed. Yes, it is. God declares it in His book. He said it's been dying since the beginning. And one day it will give up and it will cease to be. But then He says, as soon as I'm through with it. But my son will reign on the throne of David for 1,000 years, and then the end will come. Jesus has not come to reign on David's throne yet. How will we know? Because we're the church age. We're going to be with Him while He's doing it. And we're going to love each other. And that's all I know we're going to be doing. But we'll be working for the Lord. That's life. That's what real life is. To see yourself step out of that body and to be with Christ. An amazing dream. You know what's more amazing? It's real. That's reality. Do we not understand that God said, what you don't see, Larry, is the only thing that's real and it's going to last. It's what you don't see. Have faith. Jesus has faith in you. Yes, He does. You know why? Because He's placed His Holy Spirit in you. That's why you keep getting forgiven until He calls you home. It don't get better than that, Brother Randy.